Today's shir is Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed Daled, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Daled Amar Aleph at the Mishnah on the top of the Amud. It says the Mishnah, Oivel Lefnei Ateva V'Tah. If somebody was appointed to be the Shliach Tzibur and he made a mistake, Yavar Achatachtav, so the next person, they should take a different Shliach Tzibur in his place. It says the Mishnah, V'lo Yisarvin Bo Yisushah. Normally, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, a person should first decline to accept being a shliach tzibur. But when it's a situation where there are milav chazaras or shatz, and we need to appoint a new baal tefillah, then just please go up. And mehechun umaschel, where should this new baal tefillah begin from? Says the Gemara, matchilas habrachas shetaba, from the beginning of the tefillah where the baal tefillah made a mistake. That's where he should pick up. From the beginning of that bracha. That's the way most Rishonim explain. That means if, as we're going to learn, it's one of the first three brachas or the last three brachas, which, as we've discussed numerous times, are considered one unit. So if they're considered one unit, then the halacha is you have to go back to the beginning of that unit. But when it comes to the brachas, in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, each bracha is considered a separate bracha. And since each bracha is considered a separate bracha, the halacha is you go back to the beginning of that bracha. Now, there are those, however, that say that you go back to the beginning of all of them tzoyis. That's not the way we paskin. However, where this is relevant is if somebody didn't, if somebody on Yom HaNeroim, which is a long emtzoyis, and in the middle of the emtzos, the middle of the long part of the Shemoneh Esrei, the baal tefillah cannot continue. So the halacha is, you need to go back to the beginning of that bracha. But the halacha is that there are piyutim and different tefillahs that are said in the Chazar Soshatz and Yom Neroim. The baal tefillah who's taking over, the baal tefillah who can no longer continue, there's no need to repeat all of those piyutim and all of those tefillos that were said already. Ha'ivu lefnei ateva. Now teaches us the Mishnah, if somebody is going up to be the baal tefillah. Lo yana amen achu kahanim. And they used to have nesiyas kapayim every day, as in Eretz Yisrael. So says the Mishnah, he shouldn't say amen, because b'mnei atirif, he's going to get confused. V'im ein sham kohen elohu, if he's the only kohen, the loch is lo yisus kapov, he should not duchen. However, says the Mishnah, v'av t'chosoy, if he's certain, shuhu noises kapov, that he can duchen, v'choiz lo tfilosoy, and he'll be able to go back to davin, rishoy, that he may duchen. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I saw paskins in the Sefer, that even though we know many times, if a person has yartzeit, so he davins musaf on the Shabbos before the yartzeit, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, if the person is a kohen, and as our Mishnah is saying, a kohen being saying chazar sashatz opens up all sorts of difficulties, so he shouldn't daven. Or if he's davening, he shouldn't be the one to say chazar sashatz, because it leads to all sorts of difficulties. However, if the kohen is the baal tefillah, so the Mishnah speaks about the omains, the Mishnah speaks about him duchening, as it seems that the opinion of the Paiskim is that he should, nowadays, since we daven from a siddur, he should duchen. Of course, if, and then he doesn't say omain, he says the bracha, and then he continues the Shemoneh Esrei, the Sim Shalom, after he finishes duchening. However, if he doesn't duchen, so, as the Mishnah maybe suggested, he should never be the makri. The kohen should never be the one to call out to the other people. We know when we say duchening, the baal tefillah says each word of the Brichas Kohanim, Yivarecha Hashem, Yishmerecha. A kohen should never be the one to be the makri. Also, when it comes to answering amen, so if the question is, which amen should the baal tefillah say, and which amen should the baal tefillah not say? So it seems from the Paiskim that the amen that's said after each of the brachos, the Birchus Kohanim, Yivrech Hashem Rishmerecha, then we say Amen when the Kohanim finish, Yor Hashem Panavei Lech Vichunecha, and then we say Amen. The Baal Tefila should also say, because the Amen is an integral part of the bracha. But we also know that the Kohanim, before they duchen, make a bracha. Shekrishonam Tzukdosh Tzor Aharon, V'tzivonu Levarachas Amma Yisrael B'Ahava. So that Amen isn't necessarily part of the Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore some Paiskim suggest that the Baal Tefila should not say Amen. Other Paiskim say that he can't say Amen. I think the meaning is that the Baal Tefila does say Amen even after that. Particularly, as the Mishnah Brura and other Paiskim suggest, B'zman Hazeh, when we daven from a Siddur, since we daven from a Siddur, the concern that the Mishnah expressed of Bnei Atiruf, people getting confused, is a lot less significant, and that's why B'zman Hazeh were much more makel. Tana Abonim, so says the Gemara, Ha'ivel Lefnei Tefila, Teva, somebody's appointed to beat about Tefila, Tzarech L'Sarev, should first refuse. It's an act of modesty showing that I'm not really worthy of it. And in fact, the Rishonim say, it's not only when it comes to being about tefillah that is the halacha. The halacha is in all positions of honor. About tefillah should be the one, the person should be reluctant to immediately accept upon himself a position of honor. V'meina mesarif, if he doesn't do so, doima letafshul, he's like a food that doesn't have salt. But if he's overly reluctant, it has too much salt. So what does the halacha tell us? The first time he should decline. The second time he should start walking up, not quite go. Shlishis, by the third time he's asked, Paishadis Raglav Yairid, he should go to the Amid. Of course, the Paiskim say that this is only, the Torah says this in Aruch Chaim, Simen Nun Gimel. This is where we're not talking about a Shliach Tzibur Kavua. But when we're talking about a Shliach Tzibur Kavua, for example, on the Yom Neroyim, where the person who's going to be the Chazan is appointed before Yontif, these halachas don't apply. On the contrary, the Beis Yosef there says that by shlich tzibur kavua he should go immediately up to the amid and not have the tzibur wait for him. And by waiting for the tzibur, for somebody to ask him to go up, he's sort of acting in an arrogant manner. He knows he's going to daven. He knows he's the appointed shlich tzibur. And therefore, he should go up immediately and not wait till he's asked to go up and make a tumult around himself. The Bi'er Halacha draws a distinction that sometimes you have a shlich tzibur who is supposed to get, who is the chazan. So he shouldn't wait. Whereas, if the shlich tzibur, who's not the shlich tzibur necessarily for the amid, he's just like the gabai, he shouldn't go up until he is asked. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Shloisha Riba and Kasha, there are three different items that too much is no good, umitun, but a little is yafa, is great. Ve'elahein tzor, yeast, if you put in too much salt into the, if you put in too much yeast into the dough, you're just going to ruin the dough. Melech, as we just discussed, too much salt is going to ruin the food. A little salt gives it the proper taste. V'savonis, and what we're discussing now, declining to go up to the amid, you should do it with the right amount. Amrav Huna, Tavishal Shoshoinis, if somebody made a mistake in the first three brachas, the halacha is Chayzel Rosh. He should go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Because the first three brachas, as we keep on saying, are considered one unit. Bem Tzoyis, if he made a mistake in one of the middle brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, so he says, Choyzelat Techoinen, you should go back, Tat Techoinen. Bachroinis, if you made a mistake doing one of the last three brachas, Choyzelat Avoid, you go back to Ritzei. Ravasi Omer, Ravasi's opinion, however, is, Em Tzoyis Elam Seder. that any mistake that was made in the Metzoyis, you don't go back to the beginning, you go back to where you made the mistake. And Rashi takes this a point further. He says that the Metzoyis Ein Lehem Seder, that if you didn't say the Metzoyis of the Shemoneh Esrei in the order that they're in the Shemoneh Esrei, it's still considered a valid tefillah. Moshe Rav Sheshes asks on this Rav Sheshes, it says in our Mishnah, Mechnu Chayzer, where do you go back? Mechtchil Sabrach Shtaba, Tiyuftar Rav Huna, where Rav Huna said that you go back to the beginning. Amlach Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, how are we to understand our Mishnah? His opinion is that Amtsoyis Kula Chadabrachsinu. All the Amtsoyis are one long bracha. So if they're all one long bracha, just like by obviously go back to the beginning, so too by the others. So here the Gemara is very clear in teaching us that Ovis are considered one long bracha. And since they're considered one long bracha, if you made a mistake, you go back to the beginning. So the question comes up. We learned, and we're going to learn, that you have to have kavana by Ovis. So let's say somebody is a mill of Ovis, and he realizes that he did not have the proper kavana. What should he do? So the Paiskim suggest that he should not go back to the beginning. Because as we've discussed many times in our shiurim, we can't be quite certain that the next time he'll have more kavana than this time. So what are we accomplishing with telling him to go back? On the other hand, the halach is, as we keep on learning in our shiurim, that kavana by others is absolutely essential. And as we always explain, when we speak about kavana by others, what we mean to say is pirush hamilas, knowing the explanation of each word. Because as Reb Chaim Brisker explains, there are two kavanas one has to have when he davens. One is pirush hamilas, knowing the words, understanding the words you're saying. And of course, what's proper is to understand and know the explanation of every word you're saying. But if you don't, so by obvious it's essential, but rest of Shemoneh Esrei, it's all right. And then Reb Chaim says there's another kavana. You have to have kavana to know that you're standing in front of Hashem. And that is essential for the entire Shemoneh Esrei. But going back to our question, if you didn't have proper kavana by obvious or pirush hamilas, so the Mishnah Berurah says there's no point in repeating the Shemoneh Esrei, because who says the next time you're going to have better kavana? On the other hand, how can you go further? It's not a proper Shemoneh Esrei. So the Mishnah Berurah suggests, wait where you are to when the Baal Tefillah starts saying Chazaras Hashatz, and pick up with him where you're up to, and then pick up with him from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, and have, hopefully, proper kavana, and you will fulfill your obligation. Amar Yehuda, le'olam al yishav adam tzrachav, lo'y b'sholosh v'shoynes, lo'y b'sholosh achroynes. A person shouldn't ask for his personal needs, not during the first three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, during the last three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, el b'em tzoyis, only during the middle of three brachos. Dom Rav Chanina, v'shoynes doim el evit shemoyser shvach lefnei rabbi. The first three brachos is when you're giving praise. So when you're giving praise, it's not the time to start asking for your personal needs. The middle of brachos is when we're asking Hashem for what we need. And achronus, and the last three brachos, it's when we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu what we asked. And that's when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we received. So this is, of course, the basis for a very famous question. In many shuls, there's a minhag to say piyutim, to say yotzer, during the first three brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei. And the question is, our Gemara just taught us very clearly that we're not supposed to say bakashas tzrachim during the first three brachas. So the answer that the Paiskim give is that on Yom Naroim, Aser Shimei Tshuva, during the first three brachas, we say Zachreinu L'chaim, Michamaycha, so too, during the last three brachas, we say Ksoiv L'chaim Toivim, we say B'Seif L'chaim Brach V'Sholom. How can we say all of these tefillahs when our Gemara just explicitly taught us that during those times of the tefillah, we're not supposed to ask Tzrachav? The answer is, that when the tzrochim are not personal tzrochim, there are the tzrochim of Klal Yisrael for the tzibur. The halacha is that during such a period, during those brachas, if it's the tzorech harabim, that you may say even during the first three or last three brachas. And that's why the people who say yoitzer have the same heter, that they say yoitzer b'loshen rabim, so tefillah b'rabim can be said that time. And in fact, many of the yoitzeris were composed by Rabbi Elazar HaKaller. Rabbi Elazar HaKaller was a Rishon, and certainly if he composed to say the yoitzer at those periods, it was because the halacha allows us to say it during those periods of the tefillah. The Gemara did say that a person can ask tzrochov during the amtsois. But the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Yotes, Sif Beis, speaks about a very important halacha. We know that in many Siddurim, there are certain tefillahs that are printed in the Siddur that people say during the Shmei Tefillah. Says the Aruch HaShulchan that if somebody, as a regular matter of course, always adds those tefillahs to his Shmona Esrei. So I'm going to read the words of the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Kuf Yotes Sif Beis, who are also Yisera for chutzpah klapa entry knesset gdoila. He uses very sharp words. He considers it a chutzpah against the entry knesset gdoila. V'alze yoyde kol tamid chochem v'ko ashe yiris Hashem bekir boy. Any tamid chochem, any yiris shemayim, yesh litzok al matfisim, should be upset at those who print those sidurim, that put into the Shmak Kaleinu tefillah kavua. So he says that even though, as the Zohar tells us, that a person should ask for panosa during Shmak Kaleinu, a person should say vidui on his averis during Shmak Kaleinu, but to make a nusach kavua during the Shmak Kaleinu, says the Aruch HaShulchan, is improper. However, the Mishnah Berura in Siman Kuf Chabeis, Sif Katan Ches, quotes the Chaya Adam, Nochen V'roy L'chal Adam, L'spal B'chayoyim B'yichra Al-Tzrocha P'nesosoy. A person should daven every day for all his personal needs, for his panoso, V'shloyom Ashtarim Epir, V'zara V'zara Zorai, that he should have children to Midi Chachamim, and he should say it every day. But he says, the best thing to do is to wait till you finish the Shmona Esrei. If you can't wait until you finish the Shmona Esrei, then you could say it during Shema Kaleinu. So it seems that the best compromise would be is to say these tefillahs during Shema Kaleinu, but not to make it a minhag kavua. Not to make it a minig that I have to say these tefillahs every day. You say them sometimes. And like that, you fulfill that you could, as our Gemara says, you could ask your tzrochov in the middle of the Shema Kaleinu, but you haven't changed the nusach of tefillah by doing this in every tefillah. Tana Rabbanan, Ma'aseh b'Talmud Echad Sha'ar L'fnei Tefillah Teva L'fnei Rebbe Elazar. There was a Talmud that went to the Amid in front of Rebbe Elazar. Vayomarach Yos Medai, and he spent a long time. Amalai Talmidov, so the Talmidim said to him, Rabbeinu kama achnuze, he's schlepping. Amalhem, klum marach yosem Moshe Rabbeinu, is he not a marach more than Moshe Rabbeinu? The ksibay that it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, asabayim yoyim vasabayim laila. Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo for 40 days. But says the Gemara, shum mais b'talmud echad, there was another episode with a Talmud shiur l'fnei ateva b'fnei Rebbe Elazar that went to Davin in front of Rebbe Elazar, and he added very little. And the Talmidim said, isn't he being too short? He didn't say less than Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ksiv, when Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel for Miriam, all he said was, Kel Norifon Ola. He only said those four words. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, Moshe Rabbeinu deliberately only said four words to show that he's not davening more for his sister than for anyone else. Amar of Yaakov, Amar of Chizda, Kalavakash Rachim al Chaveroi, if you daven for someone else, ain't Tzarech Lahaskish Shmoy. You need not mention his name. Shenemar, as we see when Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal for Miriam, all he said was Kel Norifonola. V'lokometka Shmoy de Miriam, he didn't mention Miriam's name. So the halacha is that if somebody is davening for someone who's not well, if he's davening for that person in the presence of that individual who's not well, you need not mention his name. As we see, Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalef for Miriam, and he didn't mention her name. But if he's davening for that individual, not in the presence of that individual, there the halacha is that you should mention the name of the chayla. It's also important to point out that whenever someone is mevaka chayla, being mevaka chayla, an integral part of being mevaka chayla is to be mispal for the chayla, to say a tefillah for the chayla. The Sefer Minig Yisrael Torah also points out that when we mention a chayla's name, as we're saying when we're not in front of the chayla, so we do say the chayla's name, we say his name and the name of his mother. And the basis for this is the Gemara Masech the Shabbos, Daf Samech Vav on the base, Omer Abaya, Omer Lim Eim, Kol Minyana B'Sham Adima. That whenever they used to say Lachash, when they used to say certain tefillahs for people who weren't well, and Rashi explains what Abaya meant to say there was, that whenever you speak, when you say such a tefillah, say the name of the mother. And that's what the Zohar says as well. And he bases it on the pasuk, V'shia l'ben amasecha. On the other hand, when we mention a person's name when he's nifter, then we use the father's name. And the explanation is that women are part of mitzvahs. So they have less kitrug, there's less of a concern about a woman doing averus than a man. So Rachman Litzlan, a person is sick, and we want to daven for him, and we want to mention his chusim. So then we mention the mother's name, which is easier to establish chusim for this person who's nebuch not well. Tana Rabbanan. In the following brachas, you have to bow down. Bavis, we bow down when we start the Shemoneh Esrei Tchila at the beginning. When we say Baruch Atah Hashem V'Soif, when we say Magen Avram. Bahaydah, when we say Maidim, we bow down Tchila at the beginning of Maidim. V'Soif, when we make the Baruch Atah Shem Chalchan Alahaydus. If somebody wants to bow down at the end of each bracha, or betchilas kol bracha or bracha, or at the beginning of every bracha, b'land ma'aseh shlo yischa, he shouldn't do so. He shouldn't show that he's doing something that everybody else is not doing. A person has to do what everybody else does. Amram Shimon ben Pazi, Amram Shimon ben Levi, Shimon ben Kapara. When is that said? Hedjit k'mo shemarnu. When a regular person davens Shemoneh Esrei, he should follow as we just explained. However, the Kohen Gadol does this besoif ka bracha bracha at the end of every bracha. The Melech, because the higher, the more exalted he is, the more he has to show his modesty. And HaMelech, because he is the king, so he should be make the bracha, he should bow down, tchilas kol bracha, v'soif kol bracha, bracha. He should bow down at the beginning, at the end of every bracha. And as Rashi explains, like we said, he's even more exalted, and the more exalted, the more you have to bow down. However, the Ra'ah brings a Yerushalmi, that the melech is nidin b'kol yoyim. The king is judged every day. And since the king is judged every day, it's appropriate that he has to bow down every day. It's like, for him, Yom Neroim. Omer Rav Yitzchak ben Nachmeni, L'dedin l'mfashli m'nei de Yeshua ben Levi, Hedjit k'ma shemarnu, the Hedjit bows down as we said, Kohen Gadol t'chilas kol bracha u'bracha, HaMelech kivin shekara shuvei nezoikiv.
Shenemar v'chi chaloy shloim l'spalu kom ufnei mizbech Hashem mikroya brokov. He was bowing the entire time. The Paiskim continued to teach us that this halacha is only regarding Shemon Esrei. So Shemon Esrei has the specific halachas that we just discussed. However, when it comes that a person wants to bow down, other times the people that have the minig that bow down when they say Kaddish, there are others that have the minig that they bow down when they get an aliyah and they say the brachas. We're not speaking about those halachas because we're speaking strictly about Shemon Esrei. Tana Rabbanan. So the Braisa begins to discuss that there are different words used in the Torah to describe bowing down. So Tana Rabbanan, kida means alapayim, bow down on the face. Shnema, v'tiket basheva payim oritz. So that means he bows down standing, but he bows down all the way with his face touching the ground. Kriya is al-Bakayim. Shnema b'kroya al-Bakov. Hashtachava, zupichi yadayim v'raglayim. Completely laying flat on the ground. Shnema, as the Pasuk says, Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef, Havoy nova ani v'imcha v'achecho l'shtach v'slucho orzo. Am Rav Chiyah b'reid Rav China, Chazinu l'abayi v'rabonon, l'abayi v'rova, they would never lie down completely flat on the ground. There was always somewhat on the side. And the reason is because the Pasuk says, Ve'evin maskis le'sitnu be'artzchem l'shtachvas aleho. The Torah disallowed us from bowing down on a stone floor. And therefore, the minig began, even if the floor isn't made out of stone, that we don't lay flat on the ground. And that's why on Yom Neroim, when people do fall down by Kairim Mishtachvim, they always have a piece of material or something between them and the ground. Another explanation for this, why Abai and Rava never lay down completely flat. So Rashi Masechta Megillah, Daf Chof Gimel Amar Aleph, Divrei Maskil, the Matzli explains, because the Gemara says there, Ein Adam Choshev Rishoy Lipal Aponov, an important person may not lay flat on the ground, unless he could be certain that he'll be answered. Because if he's not certain that he's going to be answered, it is, of course, extremely embarrassing. And because it's extremely embarrassing, therefore, they were daven and they weren't answered. And therefore, Abai v'Rava did not want to take the chance of bowing down in such a way. The question that comes up is, we don't typically bow down, certainly besides on the Yom HaNeroim, but we do say Tachnun. So on which side should we bow down for Tachnun? So the Minhag HaOlam is that Shachris, where we have tefillin on our hand, we lay that on the right side. Mincha, when we're not wearing tefillin, then we bow down, we put our on the left hand. However, the Gra's opinion is that whether you're wearing tefillin or not, you should always go down on the left side. Says the Gemara, Tani Chodo, Hakarei Bahaydo, if somebody bows down Bahaydo, Hareza Meshubach, it's fantastic. V'Tani Idach, Hareza Meguna, it's not acceptable. Says the Gemara, Loikasha, Habatchila, at the Braisa, which says you should bow down, it's the beginning, Habasoif. So it seems to mean that you should only bow down at the beginning, not at the end. But ask the Gemara, Rava, but Karba Taida, Rava would bow down at the beginning of Maidim, Tchil Vasoif. Amalei Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan said to him, Amai Ka'avad Mar Hachi, why are you doing this? Amlu, and he responded, Chazin al Rav Nachman de Kara, I saw Rav Nachman did this, but Chazin al Rav Sheshes de Kara, and I saw Rav Sheshes do so. But ask the Gemara, but Hatanya, haven't we just learned Hakarei Baida Reza Maguna? So how do we understand this Braisa? Answers the Gemara, Hahi Baida Sheba Halal. There it's talking about Halal. By Halal, indeed, we shouldn't bow down. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that Haidah means Halal, But there's another braisa. V'tanya kareba haidor b'haidor shel halal harez meguna. So haidor clearly doesn't mean halal, because haidor shel halal is mentioned separately. Answers the Gemara, kitanya hi b'haidor. When the braisa says haidor, it doesn't mean davening. By davening, we bow down, tchil of a soif. It's referring to birchas hamazon. So, the Chai Shloima asks a question. If haidor can mean birchas hamazon, because in birchas hamazon we know we say noy de lecha, so why didn't the Gemara originally say that the definition of haidor means hallow? So the Chai Shloima says that if we have to choose one of the two places that are called haidor, we're not to bow down, it certainly makes more sense to say that's referring to halal. Because halal is said b'tzibur, and if somebody bows down by halal b'tzibur when no one else is bowing down, that is incorrect. But once we know from the second braisa that haidor shel halal was mentioned separately, so then we have to say that haidor means the noy de lecha. So why shouldn't you do it? Why shouldn't you bow down when you're not supposed to? So one pshat, as we said at the top of the Amid, it shows that you're great. You think you're like a kohen gadol. You think you're like a king. Another pshat is that we only bow down where Chazal told us to bow down. And as I mentioned earlier, this opens up a question. There are people that have the minhag that when they say nishmas, they bow down. Other people say, of course we shouldn't bow down when we say nishmas, because as we're learning in our Gemara, we may only bow down where Chazal taught us to bow down. And therefore, it's important to know, to follow the minhag, some people specifically do bow down, and some people specifically don't bow down. One of the places that everybody should bow down, and we'll just review the halacha, is at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. And what the halacha is, that a person should bow down, just bow, take three steps back while he's bowing. After he takes the three steps back, he should, before he says, Oysa Shom Mraimov, he should turn to the left side. When he says, Yasa Shom Aleinu, he should turn to the right side. And then he should bow down to the front. And then he should, only after he finishes doing so, should he say that Yerotzon Shibana Beis Hamikdash B'Meher V'Yameinu, we're saying that our tefillah is B'Mokam Avoida, and we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, where we should be able to do the Avoida properly as the Avoida is supposed to be done. Says the Gemara, HaMespalel V'Tor, if somebody, says the Mishnah, if somebody davened, he was the Baal Tefillah, and somebody, not the Baal Tefillah, he davened, and he made a mistake, Simen Raloi, that's a bad sign. If he's a Shlich Tzibur, Simen Raloi Sholchav, it's a bad sign for the people who he is representing. Menei, Sheshlucha Shalodun Kamaisai. Om Lover Rav Chanina Mendoisa, they said regarding Rav Chanina when he would daven for people who weren't well, he would say, this one will survive and this one will not. So they asked him, how do you know? To which he responded, if my tefillah is fluent, I know it's going to be accepted and he'll be fine. So our Mishnah says that Adam is considered Shlucha Shel Adam Shel Moisai. So I saw from the Shema Shmuel that when we do mitzvahs because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do the mitzvahs. So when we do a mitzvah, we should think about how great our mitzvah is. So I also saw our Mishnah is very sharp, where Chanina Mendoisa said that if the tefillah was fluent, the chayla will survive. If not, chas v'shalom not. How can we be so quick to say that the person will not survive? So I saw that that's not pshat. What he meant to say was, im shigur tefilos b'fi, if the tefillah is fluent, then I know that he will survive, and I need not daven anymore for him, because he'll be all right. If I don't see that he's going, if the tefillah is not fluent, so what am I supposed to do? What I'm supposed to do is daven for him, because he isn't yet okay, and let me daven, and hopefully by my davening, I will be successful the next time. And I saw from the Sefer Divrei Tzadikim, that's what's pshat when we start davening. Every tefillah we say before we start davening, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tilasecha. We're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ufi Yagid, that our tefillah should be fluent. Because as we just learned in the Mishnah, when our tefillah is fluent, we know that we will be fine. Ask the Gemara, hi. Mishnah spoke about somebody making an error in his tefillah. What kind of error? And we spoke about this earlier in our shiur today. Amar Avchi, Amar Rav Safra, Mishum Chad Bei Ravi, Be'Avis. If somebody made a mistake in Avis, that's a very bad sign. Because as we learned earlier, Avis is the Ikka Tefillah. Avis is where most of the Kavana is supposed to be had. Ikka Masenloi, Abraisa. And some, in fact, learned this regarding the following Braisa. It says in the Braisa, HaMespal Tzorach, Shechav and Libes Kulan. A person who daven has to have the proper kavanah throughout the entire Shemana Esrei. Ve'meni yochel chav b'kulan. If he can't have the proper kavanah throughout the entire Shemana Esrei, yechavin eslibe ba'achas. He should at least have kavanah by one of the brachas. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chiya, Amar Rav Safra, Mishmchad Bei Rebbe, which is the bracha that you should have kavanah, is ba'avas. That's which is the most important place to have kavanah. Says the Gemara, Amar Lava Rav Chanina. So we just said Rav Chanina would know the success of his davening by the fluency of his davening. Ask the Gemara Menani Mili. This is, as the Mefarshim explained, this is a very strong statement that you could be certain by the fluency of your tefillah that which tefillah will be successful or not. And we cannot establish and assume such a fact without a pasuk, explains the Bnei Yisachar in the Sefer Magid Teluma, teaching us this. Says the Gemara, Amar Bishu ben Levi, there is a pasuk. Damakra, the pasuk says, Boirei nifs v'sayim, Shalom shalom l'rochel l'karv am Hashem r'feisiv. When my lips are boirei, when they're strong, when they're healthy, well, when I'm expressing is said strongly, I know that my tefillah will be accepted. Amar B'chia bar Abba Amar B'yochan, all of the Nevi'im who said tremendous Yeshuas v'nechamas for Klal Yisrael were referring to somebody who takes a son-in-law a Talmud Chacham, or a Mahana Talmud Chacham in the Chosav, or somebody who is nice to Talmud Chacham, who supports Talmid Chachamim, Avot Talmid Chachamim Atzman, the people who are themselves Talmid Chachamim, Ayin Loi Rosh Ola Kimzul Oschesso Yaslam Chakaloi. They're going to, we can't even imagine their schar. But I saw a very beautiful pshat from the Shevet Sofer. He says there are many people that take a son-in-law who's a Talmid Chacham, who's a great person, but that isn't necessarily an indication of their true respect for Talmid Chachamim. What is the indication of true respect for Talmid Chacham? It's not just, says the Shevet Sofer, HaMasiyah Bitel Talmid Chacham, that you marry off your daughter to a Talmid Chacham. The true sign of respect is that you mahana, that even after you took that Talmid Chacham as a son-in-law, you continue to treat him with the great respect that Talmid Chacham, with the great love and respect we need to have for Talmid Chachamim. Upligadish of Amar Abchir bar Abba Amar Abyachin, Kola Nevi'im Nesnabu El Mois Mashiach. All the Nevi'im spoke about Mois Mashiach. Avla Olam Haba, when we're going to come to the time of Olam Haba, Ayin Leirosa Elokim Zulasecha. Nobody can even imagine how great the world will be. So I saw that we believe that Mashiach will come every day. So Rav Moshe Sternberg says, if we're zoicha, the Mashiach will come immediately, then there'll be, as our Gemara begins to describe, different periods. But if unfortunately we have to wait till Mashiach comes, because there is no time anymore, when Mashiach must come, then there won't be the different phases. Because Pligat Shmuel, Dom Shmuel, Ein Bein Olam Haba L'Moisa Mashiach, there is no different between this world and the world of Mashiach, El Shiva Malchus Bivad. Shneimar Klal Yechtel Evyon Mikarev Haaretz. There will still be Evyonim in that time. V'Amar Chibar Abba Amar Avyochan. Kol HaNavim Kulam Lo Nesnabu El Abali Tshuva. All the Navim spoke about people of Abali Tshuva. They will have these great brachas. Ava Tzadikim Gemurim. Somebody who is a tzaddik gomer, such an individual, Ayin LeRosel Kims L'Sacha, his schar is incredible. Upligi Revu, so this, obviously, Rechia's opinion is that tzaddikim are greater than Bali Tshuva. But says the Gemara, this is in contrast to what Revu said. Dam Revu, Mokin Shabali Tshuva Oimdim, tzaddikim Gemurim Eino Oimdim. Bali Tshuva are greater than tzaddikim. Shenema, Sholem, Sholem L'Rochik U'L'Korev. The Rochik Bereisha, Vahadal Karev, somebody who was difficult, who was far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he came close, that is the person HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the most. And there are three reasons that the Sefer Teves Goyma from the Prima Gadim gives for this. Number one, he had to overcome whatever difficulties to become a Baal Tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that. Another reason is the tzaddikim always did mitzvahs. They didn't do averis. But we know that if somebody does tshuva meyahava, zedoynis nasloy zechuyis. So all the averis that he did turn into mitzvahs. So he has more mitzvahs than the tzaddik. And the Baal Tshuva has to constantly work on himself to chas v'sholem not fall back to his old ways. The tzaddik doesn't have to do that. The Mashah finds this very difficult. He finds it difficult to give credit to a person who did an aveira. So he says, our Gemara is talking about a tzaddik. And our Gemara is saying, this tzaddik, even though he's a tzaddik, people don't become tzaddikim without working. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is that this tzaddik who had to work on himself to be a tzaddik, and even though he maybe wanted to do an aveira, didn't do the aveira, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him much credit for. And this is an interesting question. Should we appoint as a Baal Tefillah somebody who's a Baal Tshuva? Because the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim Siman Nun Gimel Sif Dalet, says, when it mentions the different conditions one should have to be a Baal Tefillah, somebody, Shlo Yotzer Shem Rav Afilo B'Yadosoi, he never had a bad reputation. Obviously, a Baal Tshuva did Averis when he was young. So the Shaal Tshuvas, Mirash Laniado, makes a very interesting distinction. He says, as Al Gemara says, a Baal Tshuva is very great. And therefore, since a Baal Tshuva is so great, we cannot and should not in any way diminish his greatness. But sometimes a Baal Tshuva did Aveira which involved Chil Hashem. When the Aveira he did involved Chil Hashem, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch means to say, that such an individual should not appoint it to be a Baal Tefillah. But if somebody did Averis, but the Averis that he did not involve a Chil Hashem, and as we're learning in our Gemara, he now does tshuva on those Averis, such an individual can be considered the greatest individual and should be appointed of a Shlich Tzibur. Rabbi Yochanan Amai Rochuk, what does Rochuk mean? Shei Rochuk Mitvar Averi Mikara, Umay Karuf, Shei Karal Dvar Averi, that he was close to doing an Averi of Nisrach Menahashta, and now he pushed it away from doing. He pushed himself away from doing such an Aveira. My Ayin L'Rosa. So we kept on quoting this pasuk. What does the Gemara mean by Ayin L'Rosa? Amr Yishu Ben Levi. So Yayin HaMashum V'Anovav M'Sheish Shemei Ebraishas. That That's the wine that's put away from the Shesh Shmei Breisha. Rav Shmuel Nachmena says Eden. Nobody has ever seen it. Maybe you'll suggest that Adam Rishon was there. The Gan. Adam Rishon was in the Gan. Says the Gemara. There's Gan L'chud for Eden L'chud. So why is this compared to wine? So I saw that the Zohar Chodesh explains the wine is inside. So here too, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is explaining, what the Gemara is saying is, that there are sides of Torah. There are wonderful parts of the Torah that even we who learn Torah never get to learn. And what our Gemara is saying is that even though we don't get to learn those parts of the Torah, when Mashiach comes, we will be zoicha to see those, to learn those parts as well. Tanabar Master Shal Banosh Rabbi Gamliel, Shiga Shnei Talmid Chacham Eitzer B'Chanin Mantoikus, Selavak Shlav Rachvim. He sent two Talmid Chacham to dam for him. Kivin Shroyosa, he saw them, Ol Aliyah Uvak Shalom Rachvim. He didn't want to take credit. So if they would come and ask him to daven, and then he davened and he got better, everybody would say, oh, it's because he davened. And he was a modest person. B'Yerodosai, Omlehem, when he came down from the attic, he said, L'chu, you could go home, Shechot Suchama, the fever has broken. Omlev Chinovi Ato, are you a Novi that you could say so? Omlem Loi Novi Anoichi V'Loi Ben Novi Anoichi, I am not a Novi nor the son of Anoichi. El Kach Mekublani, I have the following tradition. Im Shigur Tfilos V'Fi, Yedei Anishi Mekubal, if the Tfil is fluent, I know it's accepted. V'Lav Yedei Anishi Metorof. Yoshua Kosovo Chivna Ba'as Yishos, so they wrote down the exact moment when this happened. You're not adding or detracting. That's exactly what happened. Ba'as Yishos, at that moment, his fever broke. And he asked for water to drink. Daven for him that he should live. He put his head between his knees. And he lived. If I would have kept my head between my knees all day long, nobody would pay attention to me. So his wife asked him, is Chanina greater than you? Not that he's greater. He's like a king's servant. I'm like a minister. And a minister is much more, speaks about the big issues. The Eved speaks about this everything mundane. And therefore he could get in and speak to the king all the time. But I saw that the Sefer Chochmas HaMatzpan explains the Gemara in the following way. The Gemara says, we learned it earlier in our Masechta, that Kol Olam Nizim B'Chshvil Chanina Bari, the whole world has been Zionist because of Chanina Ben Doisa, and he has enough Micheruvin, Daila B'Cheref Cheruvin Me'erv Shabbos La'erv Shabbos. So he says, a person who is like Rav Chanina ben Doisa, who needs nothing from Hashem, whose heart is always broken in his tefillah to Hashem, he is the person that has the schus that his tefillah should be answered. A person should daven where, in a home where there's windows. As the pasuk says in Daniel, there were windows open facing Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana says, "Chotzuf alay man de metzal bebiksa." It's improper to daven in an open area. V'amar Rav Kahana, "Chotzuf alay man de mefarish chotei." It's improper to mention your averus. Shnema ashrei nesui pesha kisukato. You should conceal your averus. But even though you're supposed to conceal your averus, so the mefarish can say that's only by averus which are ben odom lemakoyim and are averus that are not known to others. But if it's an averu ben odom lechaveroi, there is no mechilas avoinus until you ask the other person for mechila. And also, if it's an avera, ben odom lemakim, but everybody knows that you unfortunately transgressed that avera, then you could say that avera, you should say the vidu barabim. Also, we say in our tefillas the nusach of vidui publicly. So how can we do so? The answer is, since this is a standard nusach of vidui, it's not a nusach that is unique to the individual, so therefore it could be said berabin, it could be said publicly. The Gemara also says that one should look at the windows when he's davening. On the other hand, we know that one is not supposed to look at anything besides the siddur when he's davening. So how do we reconcile these two Gemaras? So the Mishnah Berurah says, look at the windows before you daven, and after you look at the windows before you daven, then look into the siddur. And I saw that the Shem Tzion Balocha suggests that there was a minig that a shul should have 13 windows. Hadron loch ein oimdim, hadron loch ein oimdim, hadron loch ein oimdim.